To 9 o'clock, it is Morning Line on KMBA, keeping you in tune with our community and our spotlight this morning on the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Alaska. So we'll jump right into it by welcoming the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska, Tabor Raybaum. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Line.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us on this morning. We really appreciate it.
You are so very welcome. And also joining us this morning, the Anchorage School District liaison, project liaison to Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Karen, I'm going to try not to pronounce this the French way, Gauthier.
Gauthier.
Okay. See, I blew that. I was going to pronounce liaison wrong, and instead I got your name wrong, so that's okay. But first, Tabor, for folks, I mean, everybody is kind of peripherally aware, at least of the presence of Big Brothers and Big Sisters. They've been around for a long time. But I think a lot of folks maybe don't know exactly what the organization does, so you can shed some light on that for us.
That'd be a great start. Thank you. We match kids who can benefit from additional adult attention with volunteers that we recruit, screen, train, and then provide ongoing support for. And it's these people who are our big brothers and big sisters who are the heart and soul of our organization. They can, in as little as an hour a week, change the trajectory of a child's life by becoming a friend, by becoming a good role model, a listening ear, and helping kids develop the confidence and the resiliency that they need to succeed in life and in school. It's not rocket science. It's relationships. You know, there's an old saw that says programs don't change lives, relationships do. And relationships are what Big Brothers Big Sisters are all about. And the thing we don't talk about enough, Danny, is that it's fun. It is really fun. We don't ask people to adopt a kid or do something that is really a giant commitment. It's just spend an hour a week doing something you enjoy and take a kid along, whether it's doing something fun, playing a game at school or going to a ball game or taking a hike. It's just an opportunity to show kids that there's somebody in addition to their family who cares about them and believes in them.
Okay. And it really strikes me that the phrase you used, changing the trajectory of lives. You mentioned some things that Big Brothers and Big Sisters do, but can you kind of make that statement a little bit more concrete for us? Changing the trajectory of life. That's pretty ambitious,
that's
but it's
you
pretty
bet.
Important too.
It's darn important. And there have been many studies that show that the more positive adult influences in a child's life, the more likely they are to succeed. And when they don't have that contact, you know, so many people in our community are without those extended family members that usually play that role. Very often grandparents or aunties and uncles will play the role of adding to that child's assets. But sometimes people are separated. In this state, there are a lot of times that extended family are just not there. And a big brother or big sister can really play a very important role by helping kids feel good about themselves. What ends up happening in the relationship is that a child realizes that here's someone who's not part of my family, they're not part of the team at school, they're not being paid, but they think I'm important enough to spend time with me on a regular basis, and then they think, whoa, maybe I am worth that kind of time and attention. And that's when the wonderful things happen that allow kids to see that success is possible for them. And success takes many forms. Sometimes it's academic. Sometimes it's just making good relationships with family members. Sometimes it's just staying out of trouble.
So the number of social ties, or I guess, or accumulation of social capital is directly, I guess, related to positive outcomes occurring through that growing up process.
Absolutely. That's very, very nicely said.
Okay. And Karen, what with the school district, what's your involvement with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
My job is to try to get to recruit Native parents to sign their children up for the Big Brother Big Sister program, especially we're concentrating on students that didn't pass one or more categories of their standardized-based assessment test. So that is part of my job, and we're also recruiting Native men to maybe step up because we have like 25 Native boys that are waiting to be matched.
Okay. So, I mean, Big Brothers and Big Sisters works with huge popular, with everybody.
Right.
But the particular, sounds like the particular shortages were Nina. It seems like we're always needing, traditionally, as long as I've been talking with folks from Big mm-hmm. Brothers and Big Sisters, Native men. There's always been this this horrible need, but specifically targeting right now, Native men for being Big Brothers, and looking for Big Brothers specifically. I mean, again, we want Big Brothers, Big Sisters for everybody, but specifically mm-hmm. we're looking at Big Brothers and Sisters for Native youth who didn't pass one or more of the categories of the SBAs. Why are we looking at that category, the SBAs?
It's for the mentor to play a positive role in a child's life so that way they can make, like, academic improvements, they can build their self-confidence. And I think it's important for a child to have a positive mentor. And also, they also need consistency in their lives. And I think
right.
this would
structure,
make...
Right?
Yeah, structure and consistency. And I think this would play a big, huge part in a child's life.
You know, in the third grade tests, those standard-based assessment tests, it's one of the first indicators that we have that kids are struggling academically. And if we can reach them in grade school and help them develop the confidence and the skill to succeed, they're more likely to graduate from high school and mm-hmm. have successful lives. And that's, you know, the quicker we can get to them, and when it's really fun to interact with a kid in grade school, but it's also the academic improvement will come naturally when mm-hmm. kids feel good about themselves. As Karen said, it really does, it plays such an important role in a child's life to have someone who's paying attention.
And I would have to guess that there's plenty of empirical evidence to support that claim of the
benefits. We are so fortunate that we're part of a national organization, and there's been a ton of research done on mentoring in general and specifically on Big Brothers, Big Sisters that actually zeroes in on the positive outcomes that are possible.
Okay. So while folks grab their pens and papers to write down this information, because we're going to let folks know how they can get involved with your organization, it seems like you sort of soft-pedaled involvement. So I'm going to be devil's advocate. It sounds to me like a big, hairy, scary deal. I mean, we've all got so much going on in our lives, and we love our children, we love our youth, but man, I already got, you know, kids of my own and jobs, and how am I, you know, it sounds like an overwhelming thing. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, you are wrong. And thank you for the opportunity to say so. Actually, we have two basic programs, and our partnership with the school district is involved with both of these programs, our community-based program and school-based. And if you have kids of your own, you might want to consider school-based, because you're not then that hour a week that you're spending to help a child is not taking away your time with your own children. If you don't have those commitments, or perhaps you've moved to the grandfather stage or grandmother stage, our community-based program might be even better. Or if you really love to do outdoor things, there are some kids in this city that have never been fishing. And if you like to fish, how fun is that? Take a kid along and teach him how to fish. We're not asking people to do one more thing. We're asking them to take a kid along and share the things that you enjoy in life.
And really, a commitment of an hour-ish a week. Yeah,
it's not very much.
Okay. Hey, there's a fundraiser coming up next month.
There is.
What's that?
Thank you. Bowl for Kids' Sake is the biggest community fundraiser for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And here in Anchorage, our event is happening on the 26th of April. But what that is a celebration of the people who've been raising money for us. And you can start now. You can start anytime. It only takes a few minutes. I'm going to give you, if you don't mind, a website.
Please.
bbbsak.org/bowl, B-O-W-L. And that will take you to a site where in 5 minutes you can sign up, send some emails, and start raising money for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and then come to the party and celebrate and win some prizes on the 26th of April at Jewel Lake Bowl. And it's that grassroots community support that sustains our program. So we really hope that people will participate. And that's a good way to sort of get a sense of the organization, maybe see some bigs and littles at the bowling center, to see that really it is fun and it is possible to add that, just include a child in your life and make a difference.
Okay. And where can people call? They can go to the website for more information. Do you have a phone number also that folks can call?
Thank you, 433-4600, and we'd be delighted to hear from you. The people answering the phone can give you all of the information and let you know how easy it is to sign up and start making a difference.
Okay, pay it forward. Karen and Tabor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Karen, for being here.
Thanks a bunch. And if you or your organization have information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email. It's feedback@kmba.org. The fax number is 793-3536. Or stop on by and say howdy. We're on the fourth floor of the Natuk Nonprofit Center at 3600 San Geronimo Drive. That's it for Morning Line for Tuesday. Coming up next, National Native News, followed by Native America Calling. Till tomorrow, have a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
From Africa to Creole, Louisiana, and back again, take a transcontinental journey through the music of blues. International Blues Express, Saturday, April 5th at 7:30 p.m., features Grammy-nominated fiddle and accordion player Cedric Watson and volley guitar player Sidi Touré. The duo finds common ground in the blues while exploring distinct musical traditions from far-flung corners of the world. International Blues Express, Saturday, April 5th at 7:30 p.m. in the Atwood Concert Hall, presented by Anchorage Concert Association. More information, call 263-ARTS or visit anchorageconcerts.org.
Yarida.
Doyinta.
Jamai. Goyana ni chuganilut.
You're listening to K.